A little bit of both, you know. I mean, it always has the same energy and feel and excitement to it, just because you're getting back to work. But it's different because you're playing with a different set of guys, and you know, you're getting to know your teammates, and leading up, you know, the first few phases leading up to this time has been good. But until the live bullets start flying, you know, some of the timing, you don't know how guys are going to react. So that's why it's good to get out here in OTAs and I get another step closer to real football. So different and same, and you know, emotionally the same, but different because of the guys. It's the approach for me is the same, as far as just the expectation, the way that you want to set the tone. And we're a new group, and anytime you come together, you know, as a new group, you there are going to be growing pains. But I think for us, we understand, especially within this division and the offenses that you have and the quarterbacks, you know, on the other teams, that we've got to set the bar high early and really hold ourselves to a high standard in order to kind of, you know, speed up that learning curve, so to speak. And so while there will be, you know, bumps in the road as we learn, still the standard has to be high, high. So that's where we are right now. That's our expectation. That's my expectation. You know, as you come in as a starter, you know, that first unit, you know, you really want to, you know, if one mistake happens, move on and not have that happen again so that you're gaining ground. No, that's not been said. I'm just conscious of the fact that I'm on a team, and when you're a part of a team, you serve and help the guys around you. And that starts, you know, inside your room in your position group. And so for me, that's the quarterbacks on the roster. And at this stage of my career, they're all the younger quarterbacks on the roster. And so you just give them what you can to help them. And we're all in it together. And I've said it from day one, you know, I want to see the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback position be better than it's been. And so I want to do my part to help that happen on the field. But then if something happens and I'm not playing, then whoever is playing, that those guys play productive too. So we're in it together. No, I was probably having fun more than anything. Johnny started jogging towards the end. A lot of times in practice, especially early, when you throw your first pick, immediately, you know, you're kind of not in game mode. You start processing what just happened. Why did I do, you know? So I understand where Johnny was coming from. So I was just having fun with Kaywon and Chase. No, not at all. Yeah, well, I think more than anything, just for me, I just believe it takes away from any distraction that you can have. And the team can just move in one direction, regardless of who that guy is necessarily. I just believe it's helpful to just say, hey, this is our guy, and we'll go until something happens and he's not our guy. But yeah, that's I agree with that philosophy and that you know, approach. And so like I said, it doesn't take away from anything that we're doing as a group. And it doesn't take away from what Johnny and Connor and Thad are doing. Those guys are working hard. We're all doing it together. And when we do that, if everybody brings their best to work every day, whoever's at the top, it pushes that guy to be better and ultimately helps the Cleveland Browns, and that's what it's about. You know what? I mean, for Johnny, it's, you know, one day at a time. And you just got to keep stacking good days. And I will say to this point, from everything I've seen, he's every day has been a good day. He stacked up a good day on top of another, and I'm, you know, really proud of him for that. And, you know, he's in there working and asking questions and staying late and doing all the little things that it takes to play this position. You know, because this position is very demanding, and it's demanding of a lot of things emotionally and you know, of your time and effort, and so I think he's understanding that and he's embracing that, and that's the key, because if you don't embrace those things, you won't have a fighting chance. And so I think from that aspect, he's done an outstanding job of coming in and embracing that, and again asking, you know, all the right questions. Hey, why do you do this? What do you, you know? It's been really good to work with him, and it's helping me too, because, you know, throughout life, when you can give away something or when you can teach something, that's to me when you, that's the next step of like mastering something, is when you give it away or teach it. And so the whole room benefits when we have that kind of relationship. yeah, obviously the things there, the ESPN stuff that he can do is there, and that doesn't change. And you see that a little bit out here, but it's not live. But from afar, until you get to throw with a guy, in person, you don't know how, how strong his arm is or what. And man, he can really spin it, And and I think with some of the things we're asking, the quarterback to do now, I think he's handling that too, which is tough for a young quarterback especially. But he's embracing those things, and so being able to do those things right now early, throwing the ball, accuracy, and all those things. I think those are the things that you gotta have, and I've seen that so far, so that's cool. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I got to be around a few different guys who like a Kurt Warner when he got to Arizona, who had a lot of success and some kind of, you don't want to say overnight, but some instant success, But I just think the difference in age, for any of us, if you guys can think back when you're the things that you decisions you make when you're 21 and the decisions you make when you're 30 are way different, and so I've said this before. I don't think there's any handbook that a guy can go through to have the kind of success that Johnny had in college and transitioning. And so, I just always appreciated when I got to be around Kurt and see how he handled it. But again, he was much older when that happened, and there was a lot, a lot of balance to it. But I think. Johnny's finding that, and that's a good thing. Well, we'll see. I feel good. I feel like physically, I feel like I can do the same things that I've done, and time will only tell. And you have to look at the tape and be honest. But I feel really good. I'm anxious to look at this tape today and see physically how it looks. I think the same thing. You gotta always grow. No matter how long you play this game, and keep growing and getting better. And so I think for me, from going from last year to this year, and then thinking back to 2013 with the Bears and some of the things I was doing then. And so I think my focus is just how good can I be at decision making, and just hold myself to a high standard. Where it never puts us in a bad situation, and the defense is always playing with favorable fields and things like that. So I really, that's my focus, and that's how I'm approaching it this year. So that's what I hope people see. It's been awesome. I knew they were physically good. You see it on tape, but these guys are so smart. I mean, obviously Alex being a Cal guy, and Mitchell, and so they're. Yeah, Wisconsin. I don't know where that falls, but it falls pretty good here in the Midwest, I guess. They're sharp guys, and it's fun because after a play, when you process things, it's cool to talk to guys and they see exactly what you saw, and it's rare to get a group of five guys that can really see the field the way that they do, and so I've said this all along. They were a big reason why I wanted to come here, and so. After being with them now the last 5 or 6 weeks, it's like, had I known it was this good, I might not even have to take a visit. They're really, really sharp. And so I'm looking forward to continue to work with them. It just depends, every situation is different. But I just know for me and kind of looking at the different situations that I've been in. I've played with guys that at different positions, that were very good, but to have a collective group this good, I don't know if I've played with that. And so I think for me at this stage of my career, it was, I value that. That has high value to me. So everybody's different, and it's just, what you value and maybe your age or something like that, that was for me, that was a deciding factor. Yeah, well, I think, it's two-part. I think anybody, no matter who you are, no matter what quarterback you are, you don't want to be in third and long. You'd prefer third, mediums, and shorts. So we want to put ourselves in that position at any way possible. However, statistics tell us you're gonna be in third and long at some point. And so you want to have the skill set and the plays and the toolbox to get that done, to be able to convert some of those. And the percentages aren't high, but you want to be able to get some of those done. So that's what I'm excited about is we have, because of our running game and because we feel like we can be so efficient on first and second down that we can be in mediums and shorts on third down. But at the same time, that's what's been cool, you know, the last 6 weeks reconnecting with Flip is that to see his kind of evolution of football and where he's at, that we have some things that can win on third and 7-10 because you got to be able to do that. And so sometimes in other situations that I've been in, when you're so conscious of playing, staying in third and mediums, you get to longs and you don't know what to do. It seems like for right now, that we're going to have a healthy package of things that we can pull from to get it done. Yeah, man. Look, that stuff doesn't bother me. We're trying to win a championship. And so, I don't know what, you could call it what you want to call it. I just want to win football games. And so that's my main focus. And it's to protect football and keep our defense, keep our team in manageable situations. And so I know the perception of it, but I think every quarterback to a degree has to be a game manager. He's got to manage the football game. And some guys have different skill sets that dictate the way that they do that. And so I understand, who I am and how I want to go about winning football games. And that's the key for us.